Medical marijuana is legal in Michigan. Voters overwhelmingly said yes to that in 2008. But more than 5 years later, our state still hasn't figured out a good way to get the cannabis into the hands of the more than 100,000 people who are registered as medical marijuana users. In mid-December, two bills were passed by the State House that made it easier for patients to buy medicinal cannabis. House Bill 5104 permits manufacture and sale of non-smoking forms of medical marijuana, capsules, oil, brownies, that could help patients such as pediatric patients who have a hard time smoking the weed. And House Bill 4271 allows communities to decide whether they want dispensaries in their towns. Now, both bills cleared the House with strong bipartisan support. But then it was on to the state Senate, where the reception has been much less enthusiastic. Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing reporter Jake Neer joins us now to pick up the story. Hi, Jake.
How are you doing, Cynthia?
Good. So the bills got a lot of bipartisan support in the House, and now they're in the hands of the Senate and...
Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, that's right. It was sort of interesting because when the bills went to the Senate, there was a big question about what committee these bills would be assigned to. You've got Senator Rick Jones is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he's been very much opposed to these kinds of issues in the past. So a lot of people, a lot of medical marijuana advocates were saying, uh-oh, if it goes to his committee, they'll never be taken up. It'll pretty much die right there. So it was kind of a joyous moment for medical marijuana advocates when Randy Richardville decided to refer the bills to his own committee, the Government Operations Committee. But, you know, since then, he's made some comments saying that, well, you know, I don't necessarily support these, and I'm going to sit on them for a while.
And why is that? Why does he want to sit on them for a while when you think that it got, you know, bipartisan quick support in the House? What is it that is making that not happen in Randy Richardville's eyes and on his Government Operations Committee?
Well, you're right. I mean, it was very, very enthusiastic and overwhelming bipartisan support in the House, which made some people think that there was some momentum going forward in the Senate, which honestly, I don't know if that even really exists, momentum for bills. But because as we're seeing right now, it just takes one lawmaker in a position of power to put the kibosh on it. But it seems to me, going back to when we were talking about the pharmaceutical medical marijuana bill that came through the Senate earlier, which was championed by Randy Richardville, and for those who aren't familiar with that, basically it would if the federal government decides to reschedule marijuana as a basically regulated as a prescription drug or legal prescription drug, then pharmacies in Michigan could sell it. That was the bill that was discussed a couple months ago. And passed both chambers. The big concern for Richardville was that the law was passed without really putting a system in place to distribute medical marijuana that was safe. That too many people were growing it and obtaining it just basically for recreational purposes. And he was worried that this would get into the wrong hands. That state licensed medical marijuana caregivers and patients would somehow, some of them could end up, you know, dealing to children and that kind of thing. So basically, he doesn't think that the system that was put in place has enough regulations, that it's not, controlled enough. So he's worried, I think, that these bills, especially the provisioning center or dispensaries bill, would just strengthen a system that according to him and some people have called kind of a wild, wild west thing. So that's sort of his mentality.
Jake, what are we hearing from others in the Senate? Are they lining up with Richardville, or are there senators who want to go ahead and get these things passed?
Well, you know, I mean, the Senate is much more heavily controlled by Republicans than the House. But at the same time, you'd have to think that with the amount of support in the House from Republicans for these bills, that the Senate Republicans can't be all that different, right? But at the same time, you know, there are some very, very vocal opponents of medical marijuana in the system that's in place in the Senate. I think that this would be a pretty interesting battle if it came up for a vote on the floor of the Senate. I have a feeling that, you know, things might be a little bit different, but it's really hard to tell at this point just because there's been so little. I mean, if you look at the process in the House, it took months and months to, you know, get people on board. And so basically they're starting the process all over again in the Senate. And so it's really hard to tell what the support is like at this point.
Jacobs, as we know, last Thursday, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled against the city of Wyoming outside Grand Rapids, saying that local laws cannot preempt the state's medical marijuana laws. What do you think this ruling might mean to particularly this House Bill 4271, the dispensaries bill? Would it have an impact that you could envision?
You know, I don't see it. And not being a legal scholar myself, I don't know exactly whether or not it would have any influence. But just on the surface, it does not seem like this would have any dramatic effect on that Supreme Court ruling or on the bill. But it is sort of interesting that basically the Supreme Court, which is known for being a little more conservative and a little more, you know, anti-medical marijuana in some ways, has come out and basically said that has taken control away from local governments, saying that you know, the medical marijuana law trumps their local ordinances. But this bill being championed by medical marijuana advocates, the dispensaries bill, would actually allow local governments to decide whether or not they want dispensaries or provisioning centers, you know, and how they would want to regulate that. So it's an interesting sort of divergence in what you'd expect, you know, in terms of wanting local governments, you know, giving them control over the situation.
This has to be tough, and I bet you've heard from patients or parents of pediatric patients who thought they might be close to getting these two bills through the legislature. So if you want to see this happen, this has to be pretty frustrating.
I think there is a certain level of frustration. But at the same time, I think if you look at what happened in the House, the chair of the Judiciary Committee over there, Kevin Cotter, expressed similar frustrations the Senate Majority Leader is expressing right now. It seemed like he wasn't on board with this. But then after lobbyists for medical marijuana advocates really had a chance to educate him on the bills and talk to him about what they would really do, he came around and really championed these bills in the House. So anything can happen from this point. So I think basically again, like I said, they're really starting the process all over in the Senate, it seems like. You know, anything can happen. Although, again, this is an election year, and these controversial questions are often not resolved until after the election. So if we don't see anything move anytime soon, I wouldn't be surprised to see this as a lame duck issue after the November elections.
Much like we saw Right to Work. Let's jam it through in lame duck, and then we go home.
Right to Work and so many other bills last year.
Indeed. Jake Neer, Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing reporter. Thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.